Heads up.
I'm calling Malala.
Whatever you need me to do, I'm available.
Coming, my sweet.
We're going on a road trip.
Caustic wit is my religion.
I like this one.
Well, that's because I'm rich.
It gets bigger.
Whatever you do, do it 100%.
Smile and put on a happy face.
We've passed on all we know.
She could be an Avenger if she tried.
Well, I'm terribly sorry, dear.
The movie news.
Look at me.
With Garrett Davey.
Close your eyes!
Hi there, and welcome to the movie news. It's not a great sign when stories of release delays for movie distribution dominates the weekly movie news. But however, Paramount Pictures has now effectively vacated its 2020 release plans, pushing their two biggest releases for the rest of the year into next year. John Krasinski's horror sequel A Quiet Place Part 2 has been moved from September to April 2021, while the Tom Cruise-led Top Gun Maverick has been shifted from December to July 1st, 2021. Both films are now effectively opening exactly 1 year after their original release dates, taking the same weekends next year that they slotted into for this year. That's not all. Paramount has also dated a Sonic the Hedgehog sequel for April 8, 2022, a follow-up to this year's success story, which made over $300 million at the box office worldwide, making it the second highest-grossing movie of the year. Then there's Without Remorse, the Tom Clancy adaptation starring Michael B. Jordan as a former Navy SEAL with director John Clarke. While Paramount was going to release it theatrically, Amazon Studios is now reportedly in final negotiations to buy worldwide rights to the feature, with plans to premiere it on Amazon Prime. The deal makes sense as Amazon Prime's biggest hit is the Tom Clancy-inspired Jack Ryan, which stars John Krasinski, and this would make a welcome companion to it. Jamie Bell, Jodie Turner-Smith and Luke Mitchell co-star in the film, penned by Taylor Sheridan. Meanwhile, United Artists Releasing made a surprise announcement during the week in regards to the upcoming Bill and Ted Face the Music film. With the state of cinemas still unclear, the distributor had opted to take an interesting approach. On the one hand, it will be doing a selected theatrical release in the cinemas that are open, but they'll also go to a premiere video on demand route, much like Trolls Worldwide or The King of Staten Island did, and will be doing that at the exact same time. It's not an unusual strategy. Boutique distributors like IFC and Magnolia often use this dual release approach, but this will mark one of the largest titles to ever adapt this strategy. And while Disney and Christopher Nolan's new movie are all bouncing around with their release dates, we are far from settled in the movie distribution world. Actor Dave Franco has revealed that he's preparing to take the role of one of the 90s most iconic figures, rapper Vanilla Ice. The project was first heard about last year when the film, To the Extreme, popped up on a list of unproduced films but of high quality, which is known as the Blacklist. It's penned by screenwriters Chris Goodman and Philip Van. Franco says he sees the project as been tonally akin to The Disaster Artist, less broad comedy and more played for real, which makes it both funnier and heartfelt. Vanilla Ice's To the Extreme album sold 15 million copies worldwide and spent 16 weeks on top of the charts. Ice briefly dated Madonna and starred in his own film, Cool as Ice, but stardom quickly faded and he's now a fixture on the reality TV circuit. Rocketman and Kingsman star Taron Egerton is set to lead Tetris, a film about the Dutch-born video game entrepreneur Henk Rogers and the legal battle surrounding the iconic video game in the late 1980s. Henk was involved in a dispute with computer programming agency and software companies controlled by the late media mogul Robert Maxwell and his son Kevin. Following a series of rows, he managed to secure the intellectual property rights to the blockbuster Nintendo Game Boy game for himself and its Russian designer and creator, who up to that point hadn't received a penny. Stan and Ollie filmmaker John S. Baird will helm the project, and shooting aims to begin in September. Edgerton is also linked to star in the new version of Little Shop of Horrors, alongside Scarlett Johansson and Billy Porter. The co-creator of the series The Affair, Sarah Treem, has joined up with Hulu to adapt a best-selling novel called Rodham as a scripted drama series. Currently in development, the novel imagines an alternative history where Hillary Rodham never marries Bill Clinton and asks what would have happened to her life and the country if she had made a different choice. Dream will pen the script, and Hulu previously backed Hillary, the four-part docu-series featuring interviews with the former presidential candidate and dozens of her friends, colleagues, journalists and family members. Filmmaker Edgar Wright has closed a deal to develop, direct and executive produce a feel-good ghostly tale called Stage 13. The story follows the ghost of a silent era actress who has haunted the soundstage, Stage 13, over decades. After a struggling director meets the ghost, they find an unexpected kinship and team up to make their mark on the world. Simon Rich is writing the script, which is based on his short story, and is also producing. To new releases now, an unlimited release is St. Francis. After an accidental pregnancy, a nanny finds an unlikely friendship with the 6-year-old she's charged with protecting. Kelly O'Sullivan writes and also stars. Last and First Men is set 2 billion years ahead of us. A future race of humans finds itself on the verge of extinction. Almost all that is left in the world are lone and surreal monuments, beaming their message into the wilderness. Tilda Swinton provides the voice duties on this film. We also have Stage Mother, about a conservative church choir director who inherits her son's San Francisco drag club. Lucy Liu leads the cast of Stage Mother. And finally, on a VOD release, is The Traitor. This is the real-life story of the so-called boss of the two worlds, the first mafia informant in Sicily set in the 1980s. The Traitor is streaming now.